So I'm Tennyson, and I also work at the Banner. Shout out. What some of you may know, and what many of you probably don't, is that before I worked at the Banner, long before I worked at the Banner, I also worked in TV news. I was an on-air reporter, and 8 years ago, I was working in Scranton. Shout out to The Office. I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. Thank you for that. So, I hated covering crime, especially for TV news. Done a million crime stories, and most of the times, we just needed sound for our shows. Like, we just needed an interview with someone. So, we pull up, and nobody knows anything. And I'm from a place where even if people did know something, they're not going to tell the news. Like, come on, be for real. Witness protection, right? So, it's a Friday. The only thing stopping me from my weekend is getting back to the station and turning my stories for the day. I had about 2 hours left in my shift, and my news director calls, says, "We need you to drive 2 hours away. There was a body found in the creek." Oh, sorry, disclaimer, there's blood in this story. The blood is not mine, sorry. So, I'm cussing all the way there under my breath, just booking it down the highway, and we're gonna get there, people are gonna be like, we don't know what's going on, this is so sad, this never happens in our small town, cliche. Sorry, this is a morbid story, I should probably get it the way that it deserves. So, I pull up to the creek, and I immediately see a car outside of the house, and I'm like, let me go knock on the door. Let's just get it over with. I knock on the door, I'm waiting for like 30 seconds. I'm like, well, maybe I should turn around and leave, and I did. And then I hear footsteps, and a man opens the door. And I say, hey, I'm Tennyson, I work with blah, 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 blah. You probably don't know what's going on, but there's a body found right across the street. He's like, oh man, yeah, I just got back in town today, man. Like, everybody's talking about it. So I'm like, yeah, well, I just need somebody to talk to me so I can start my weekend. would you mind doing an interview? And I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be here. And so he's like, yeah, come on. I'm a one-man band, so I'm shooting my own video and editing and writing and also setting up my own live shot and getting paid half of what any one of those positions should be doing. But I'm like, great, like the first person. Usually you knock on a door, you knock on another door. You get about 10 no's before you get a yes. So I'm setting up and he's like, yeah, man, like, this is strange. Like, usually when this stuff happens, it's the mob from Philly. We're in PA. It's like, it's the mob from Philly just dumping a body. I'm like, yeah, crazy. So before we actually started, he said, you know, it's crazy. My mom, when she goes for walks, she never leaves her cigarettes. And I said, oh, okay, well, how old is your mom? So I go 40-something. I'm like, okay. Police told us it was a middle-aged woman. So I'm like, oh no, maybe something happened to his mother. I need to ask him about that when the cameras are rolling. Fucked up, right? So he does, you know, we do the interview, and as I'm packing up, he goes, you know, it's crazy. My mom had a stroke, and I lived in California, and all my siblings live here, and I had to be the one to come and take care of her. I'm like, damn, my mom would have slapped me if she heard me say that. I'm like, I know we're in our gentle parenting era. My mom's old school. So he also hugged me and told me he loved me. That's never happened before. I'm like, damn, I'm really good at my job. All right, I'm gonna end with this note here. I stepped outside, he closed the door, I stepped off the porch, took another step, state troopers pull up, they told me to get the fuck down the street. I froze, because I'm a black man in the middle of nowhere, with the big ass equipment. And once I left, they put him in handcuffs. Yeah. So here I am, behind closed doors by myself with a guy that, if I wasn't so naive, probably, and even gave an inkling that I caught on, might have had the same fate. Well, we would have had to try, but could have had the same fate. And that story went viral. I ended up going on CNN. It was a hoot at the time for me. I felt like I had made it. And a year later, his sister reached out and was like, I had like a screen grab of me on the CNN show and on my Facebook. And she's like, can you take it down, man? Like, that's my mother. And that was the first moment where I realized that maybe I'm profiting off of something that is ruining someone's life. And so I don't take the work that we do lightly, and I don't even make it a downer, but it's real out here. So thank you.